This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on a Monday morning. Want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. Plus, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We are your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO personality Melissa Miller.
Oh, you had to think about that.
I usually say news director, but you're over there in place of Ken this morning. Mm-hmm. He's out covering some county council and drainage board meetings. So what a way to start your Monday, right?
Yeah, no kidding. And it's tax day.
It is tax day today. You got yours done?
Yeah.
You have yours done?
Okay. Yeah, I do that early.
I'm a couple.
Get it done, get it over with.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago for me. So, the good thing is I always get a decent tax return, and it all goes to my back child support. So each year I get to celebrate a little bit. I'm taking off a big chunk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you pay child support for 18, 19 years, and sometimes,
sure it adds up.
It does sometimes you're between jobs, and it doesn't stop accruing, you know?
Right.
So I've got a couple grand in back child support. But, it's like a celebration day for me. I don't see it, but.
As I say, we just pay off bills.
Yeah.
Any more bills that we got, so.
Well, the Skywatch weather forecast is not as cool today. Partly cloudy, then becoming sunshiny this afternoon with a high 52. Not as cool tonight, low 42, and a high 72 tomorrow under mostly cloudy skies. What about the, did you get any snow over the weekend?
Nothing accumulation. I mean, we had snow floating around in the air, mm-hmm. in the breeze.
I saw some this morning.
Yeah.
Just some real light flurries when I left the house.
Yeah, just, enough moisture left in the air to form the little suckers. And
they were there.
Yeah, I know. Hey, so, I've seen it snow in June, so it's not a surprise.
Really? In Indiana?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
It is weird up here.
It is.
So, looks like 70s and high 60s most of the week, and chance of rain a couple days. But I think, and I'm going to knock on wood here, I think we're out of the woods now with snow.
I hope so.
Always got a chance of frost, until late May or mid-May, anyway. It's 34 now from your official weather station, WILO. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll be talking with Megan Shoup. She's going to be in the studio, and they're going to talk about the IU Health Arnett Hospital opening a Center of Hope. The Center of Hope from IU Health Arnett is dedicated to caring for victims of sexual assault, domestic violence, child abuse, and other violent crimes. So we'll have Megan in here in the studio coming up at 9 o'clock, and we'll talk about that. Later this week, tomorrow, Healthy Communities of Clinton County Coalition in the studio. They were one of our volunteer fair booth setter-upper people last week at our volunteer fair. Frankfort Police Chief Troy Bacon in the studio Thursday, and Friday, Clinton County Prosecutor Tony Sommer on April 19th. If all works out, I think Wednesday is Spaceport Indiana President and CEO Brian Tanner in the studio. Party Line, good morning.
Hello there, Kevin and Melissa.
Hi, Mike. Michael.
How are you?
Well, cold.
Yeah, I broke out. I actually have a turtleneck on today because it
Me
was so
too.
Cold this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I'll tell you what, I made it to South Bend yesterday.
Yeah?
Talk about windy. I was blowing all over that road in my van.
Yeah. Once it's tough to drive, there, over the weekend.
Oh, it was terrible. Once I got up there, it was just rainy and cold, and I appreciate you giving me the directions, Kevin.
Yeah?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I could not find the place, though. So I asked, went in Walgreens and asked them, and they gave me direction to it. But nothing was happening. I thought, what is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
So I drove around a little bit, they moved it.
Oh.
Mm. I did not know that until later on the radio I heard them say that. And I moved it into one of the old Studebaker buildings that they've renovated.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
In fact, I think it's the last Studebaker building, really. But it's beautiful. So I got there 3 hours early, and there must have been a line 2 miles long.
Is that right?
Wow. Well, they said it was a huge crowd.
Everybody in South Bend had showed up, I think. Well, I can't take standing, and I can't take walking, so right. I didn't go. But did hear it on the radio.
Well, that's good. You know, sometimes when you have something like that, you kind of got to be in shape, you know, because there's a lot of standing and walking and sitting and stretching mm-hmm. and bending and waiting and, you know, yes, so true. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, he was supposed to start at 2, and the announcers on the radio said there was 4,000, I think they said 300 people mm-hmm. in there. And then they said there was 3,700 standing not outside in the weather, but in another room in the old Studebaker complex.
Yeah, a little overflow area.
Uh-huh, overflow. Yeah. And
so was that the complex that's downtown?
Yeah, well, it's south of downtown.
Okay, yeah. Uh-huh. I know where it's at, yeah. It is. That's a huge area, huge building.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they've renovated all that area. There's so many big buildings. The old Studebaker Museum used to be right in that area.
Right.
And it's gone now. They built a credit union there.
Yeah, yeah, they moved the museum.
Mm-hmm. And much like Kokomo, they've done away with all their one-way streets up there.
Mm-hmm.
So I really got confused. Thought I was driving the wrong way on one-way streets and all this, that, and other. They put in roundabouts at each end of the city. I did drive up to Michigan, and it's just changed completely. But that Studebaker complex, it is... Well, that building was built in the early 1800s, or at least the mid.
It was the first actual factory, wasn't it? If I remember right,
it was one of them. That's for sure. And then one of the last. It had been after Studebaker left. I can't remember who took it over. Some South Bend Lays, I think. But anyway, I guess they're gone now, and the city was left with that building. So. Yeah, it's beautiful. If you get a chance, you need to drive up there and look at it.
Michael, are you a Buttigieg fan?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, Ken and I both admitted last week that the more we hear him talk, the more we like him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see
mm-hmm.
myself voting for him, but he makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. And he's not too far left on some issues for me.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Well... I will call you Vernon J. Casper then, Kevin.
I know you
don't remember, and Melissa, I don't think you were there then, but years ago, Elaine and Vernon Casper were doing Party Line,
mm-hmm.
and Vernon asked Elaine, said, who is our special guest today? What's his claim to fame? And she said, well, his name is John Dale, and Vernon says, I've never heard of him. And she said, she said he's a Democrat running for, I think it was treasurer's office against Richard Murdoch.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, I probably won't vote for him. And I thought, probably? Ain't no way. So anyway, he was very respectful, Vernon was. I'll give him that credit. Very nice.
And very professional. That's good.
Mm-hmm. And when it was over and he left, Lane said, well, what did you think of him? And Vernon says, well, I probably won't vote for him. So, Kevin, you're just about like Vern. You're not voting for a Democrat. It doesn't make a difference who they put up.
Well, the campaign season is early, so.
Yeah,
it is.
And it's crowded.
It is crowded.
Well, there were, according to last Sunday, anyway, I didn't get to watch my shows yesterday, but last Sunday at that time, they said there were 18 Republicans running, and there were this year 18 Democrats running.
Mm, yeah, yeah. I remember that. That was a big field that
it was.
Trump had to clear out. Mm-hmm.
And every Republican there was against Trump, and look who got elected.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful what you wish for there.
Yeah, I guess so. But anyway, it was a good time, and of course, like I said, I was going anyway.
Right, so, yeah. Well, that's good. Glad you were in the area.
I stopped to see a policeman that was there and asked him what the radio numbers were for South Bend Radio, and he told me, so I got to hear it.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good deal.
All right. Hey, again, Kevin, thank you for giving me the directions.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't your fault. It wasn't there.
Yeah, I was trying to point you in the right direction.
Anyway. You did a good job, buddy. For a Republican, I kind of like you.
Thanks, thank Michael.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. We've got Kim on the line. Kim, we'll get to you in just a moment. As Michael said, Buttigieg did throw his hat in the ring yesterday. It was a rally in his hometown, and Mayor Pete said he's running to take America into a new direction and start a new chapter. The 37-year-old leader in his main message said he represents the claim to leadership of millennial Americans, those who will be on the quote-unquote business end of climate change and left to clean up the messes that current leaders have made of health care, immigration, and college costs. That's quite a task there to try to clean that up. But yeah, we could blame both parties for that, right?
Yeah, yeah. And he's not – I don't think he's pointing fingers party-wise. You know, leadership means everybody that's sitting
all,
in Washington.
It?
Yeah.
Kim, good morning.
Oh, hello, sir and madam.
Morning.
Hello.
When you were talking about Buttigieg, you just happened to think, now what name is Trump going to call him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's probably already thinking of it.
Oh, yeah.
A third-grade name to call him.
Yeah.
And everybody will be up in arms.
Of course.
Business does Governor Hokum own? Because it says, oh, go ahead.
I'm not sure. I haven't heard.
Because in the paper the other day it said that he got a private flight from casino magnates that will help his business, and I was wondering what that was.
Should be the business of politics. I don't know.
That could be too. Yeah.
And then what about Bosma and his problem, Brian Bosma?
Yeah. Well, the state lawmakers, they seem to always have a little something going on, don't they?
That's right. And his attorney is Linda Pence. How's she related to Mike, I wonder?
Oh, I don't know.
Unless it would be his brother's wife.
Could be.
Possibly. Could be. That his brother was elected to Congress?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a little too close for comfort, isn't it?
That's right. And also about Pence, there was a woman, that her last name was Pence, and she was on Fox 59 here in Indianapolis.
Yeah, can't remember her first name. Yeah,
I can't either.
She was only there for a short time. She was related to them. She was from the Columbus area. I remember that, yeah.
And one comment the other day that, Trump said that America's full.
Yeah.
And remember a few months back you had a pro-life guy, and he said there's plenty of room there in Arizona, because I said, what are you going to do with all these women and their babies if there's no abortion? And he said, oh, we have plenty of area. So maybe you could tell him, and he could tell Trump, and then...
Okay, they can find some space together,
<That's>
huh?
Right. Well, you guys have a nice day.
You too, Kim.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. On a local level, I brought this up Friday, but we kind of got sidetracked with some other things. And I read a little bit more about it over the weekend, but I'm not for sure where to start. Melissa, it seems there is a shortage of dialysis units in the Frankfort area.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They're saying that my understanding is that IU Hospital is no longer going to provide dialysis there at the hospital. And so that pretty much pulls it out of the county.
Yeah, and again, I'm still trying to piece this together. One gentleman on Facebook had said that he was told that the company that does dialysis decided not to stay in Frankfort, and said that IU Hospital told him there would not be enough room for them, and they did not plan to change their plans or build anything for that. And then his argument was, we gave them the property and $450,000 or $500,000 to build a new hospital, and what are we getting for it? So I know my dad is on dialysis, and he has to go 3 days a week, and it's about 12 minutes from where they live in Indianapolis. And even though it's close and they've got it down in a routine, it's still a pain to have to do that, especially with some of his challenges health-wise.
Well, I know there used to be.
I just can't imagine having to drive out of town.
Well, I know years ago there used to be mobile units where they would actually come to your house.
Yes.
And do your dialysis there, but I think it just depends on what level you're at.
Right.
The severity of the need, and whether or not they even still do that or not.
Well, a couple months ago he had an opportunity to, there's some kind of in-house thing where you could actually do it yourself if you have someone else there to help, which was my mom.
Right.
And it was a big old machine, and it was there and it seemed to work. But the catch is, when you do it by yourself, to yourself, you have to do it every day, as opposed to two or three times a week, depending on the severity. And that just wasn't real practical for them.
No.
Not only every day, it was a little longer session, so it wears him out anyway.
Right.
And to do it for 5 or 6 hours.
You know, and without the medical training and everything, I don't know if that is something that I would want to take on.
I was worried. I was worried about that because my mom doesn't have medical training. She has the heart, you know, to want to help.
Sure.
And I think that went okay. It was just wearing him out having to do it every day. Well, so it wasn't real practical.
I have some medical training, but that training would not be anywhere near the expertise that you would need for that. No.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think I would want to take that on.
Well, if anybody has some information on that, you can give us a call, 659-3338 or 800-447-4463. I just kind of like to know because I know there's a lot of people who
that need that service. And, we want to provide the information that they need for that. And I think there's a lot of finger pointing going on as to it's a lot of he said or who said, you know, this and one said that. And it's, you know, we want to know so people know what they need to do to make sure that happens.
Well, we'd like to find out if somebody has some information on that, they can give us a call or email us or something afterwards. We just kind of like to know, and I'll keep digging on that a little bit. So you mentioned filing taxes. Today's the day, right?
That's right.
15th is tomorrow the deadline, or no?
No,
it's today.
Today is the deadline. You get them filed today, or get that extension filed. One of the two.
So there are several businesses around the country rewarding taxpayers with free treats, discounted meals, and even free massages. I thought this was free messages.
Oh, those? Well, yeah.
Free massages. Planet Fitness is offering free massages for members and non-members at over 1,700 locations. Come here, Melissa. Let me give you a little back rub there.
You're the one with the back problems.
True. Come over here and give me a back rub. Applebee's is featuring a $1 strawberry margarita. Hey, there you go. Office Depot and Office Max are sharing or offering to shred up to 5 pounds of documents for free, and you can get a free small frozen yogurt at Bananas Smoothies and frozen yogurt locations.
Yeah, there's some other stuff offered too. Boston Market's got a 10/40, get this, 10/40 tax meal deal.
Yeah.
That's a half a chicken dinner. Hardee's has got sausage biscuits from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., tax not included, of course. Slosky's is given a small original sandwich with the purchase of a medium drink and chips. White Castle, you can save 15% on your order.
Oh, yeah.
And Hooters, kids can eat for free. So
all
you can
right.
take your kids to Hooters to eat for free.
Not the best idea, probably. Larry, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, man?
I'm fine. You know, when they said that about not having dialysis out the hospital when IU took over, I thought that the commissioner should say something to him about it, but that's too late.
I just can't believe they're not doing it.
Beg your pardon?
I just can't believe they're not having that. I mean,
I can't either.
I mean,
but I believe it's a good place for St. Vincent and that St. Vincent Witham Clinic to step in.
Mm-hmm. Maybe there's not a whole lot of money in it, because it all comes down to money with these hospitals and city governments and stuff. Maybe it's not financially feasible, and they just don't care about the people.
Well, that's been my opinion for years.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I spent a lot of time in the last 3 years in IU Hospital, I still think it's all about money.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say that is, have you been to that IU hospital over in Lafayette?
Yes, I have, actually.
Now, you can't tell me that great big beam they got in there that goes from the first floor down to the second floor to the cafeteria was free.
No, the whole place looks pretty expensive.
And the same with Witham. Witham is... You can't tell me that they are going bankrupt when they keep complaining about how much money they're not making. When you look at that Witham Hospital, how big and fancy it is, and they're building more onto it.
Yeah, we all know healthcare and the state of the healthcare insurance and world is pretty shady. I mean, it is all about profits, no doubt.
Yeah, and I just. irritates me to hear when they talk about how hard up they are, and then you see how, what kind of buildings they've got.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to have what we have in Frankfort, and I welcome them as members of the community, but you got to be able to offer all services, right? Not just what's the money makers.
Yeah, and I don't know. Is this hospital just going to offer emergency services?
I believe so, yeah, yeah.
Well, at least we've got that, because Carroll County don't even have that anymore, I don't think.
Really? Well, I did hear that there's a lot less beds in this one than the other one, and that was just because of the need. They just didn't have a need for over 100 beds, you know.
I understand that, because people in Frankfort, as much as I love this town, will drive to Lafayette to buy the same product they could buy here in Frankfort, because it's got to be better if you buy it in Lafayette.
Yeah. Good luck with the gas on that, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, gas is free. Now, I don't know if...
Gas is $3 a gallon right now, man.
I don't know. I've been stuck in this bloody chair. I can't tell you. Melissa, do you remember... Are you originally from here?
Yes. Yeah, born and raised.
Now, are you old enough to remember that if you went to Lafayette, it was an excursion, not just a quick trip over there to buy something and come back?
I remember when 65 was built.
Whoa!
So, yeah, I remember you drove out to 52 and went up to Lafayette, and... the mall was not there.
Nope,
the mall was not there. You went to the small shops. In fact, I think the one that we went to a lot was down, I want to say Market Square. Is it Little Market Square that's down on Teal Road?
Right, I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, that one, and then there was another one that was down by St. Elizabeth Hospital.
I can remember when...
On Greenbush, that's the other street I was thinking of.
The four lane was built here in Frankfort. I couldn't understand the way they were building it, because I was on leave on my way to Japan, and I had pictures of my daughter standing out here in my folks' front yard at the time, and the date on the film was July 69. And it was still a two-lane street out here.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, the four-lane hasn't been there all that long.
No, and it was still, I wonder...
Yeah, it was still two-lane when I was...
I was here at home on me. People on the east side of town was telling me what a wonderful thing it was going to be to get the four-lane into town. Then a few years later, when I come home from service... They want me to sign a petition to stop the state from building the four lane all the way through the east side of town. And I said, what's your problem? You thought it was great when you built it in front of my house.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just was wanting to let you guys know I was still alive.
We appreciate that, Larry.
Hope you're feeling better.
I've only got maybe 4 more weeks of being stuck in this bloody chair.
Well, that'll be just in time for the nice weather.
Yeah, I'll be just in time to start my garden, and I know what's going to happen when I start gardening.
What, it'll frost again?
No, my whole family's going to be raising holy cane with me getting out there trying to get in the garden.
Oh. Well, it's not too rough on you, is it?
Well, getting up and down is right now, even without my broken neck.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years ago, I was planting tomatoes and fell flat on my face. I got up and turned around and fell flat on my face again.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I didn't tell my wife that.
Well, see, they don't need to raise holy cane with you. They just need to come out and help plant it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had a friend that, I may have said this before, I had a friend that lived down west of me, guy I went to school with, and we worked a job after we both retired. We had a job working for the same guy. And he had Lou Gehrig's disease. I used to ride my bicycle down the middle of the highway to get to his house.
Mm-hmm.
Out here on the four lane. And one day I decided to walk, and a city cop stopped out there and want to know what I'm doing. I said, I'm walking home. Well, what are you doing in the highway? I said, because there's no sidewalks. It's better walking here than out there in the grass. He didn't think I should, so he brought me home. And my wife had a fit. So anyway, I'll let you guys go. You have a great day.
You too, Larry.
And Kevin, vote Democrat.
I can't promise that, Larry, but...
Hey, I'm registered a Democrat. In Kevin's defense, I am registered a Democrat, but I vote for who I think is the best candidate. I don't vote party.
I do, too. I have voted Republican several times locally because I knew the person running.
Yep.
And you vote for the person you... to me, you vote for the person you know.
More trust.
Well, yeah, I vote for the person that I think is going to do the best job in that position.
Kevin, how can you vote for a crook?
Are you asking me specifically, or...
Beg your pardon?
Are you asking me specifically?
Yeah.
Like, what, Donald Trump is a crook?
Yeah, he is a crook.
I didn't vote for him for his ethical and moral standpoint of things.
Beg your pardon?
I didn't vote for him for his ethics and morals.
I didn't vote for him.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. You got a man that you all voted for that's sucking up to the communists. And I mean it. And here you all screaming about don't want to be socialist and the Democrats are socialist. The people Trump's sucking up to are communists. And that's worse than socialism.
Hey, call me tomorrow, Larry, and we'll talk about it.
Bye.
Have a good day. Time for one more call. Russ Casper, good morning.
Mercy.
That's too heavy a topic for Monday morning right now.
I think we need a little balance on this program. Oh, my goodness.
That's all right.
Hey, a couple things. Camp Cullum received some statewide recognition over at the district meeting of Rotary, which is a good, huge swath of Indiana. A module was presented there on the Academy of Science that goes on there every year, and possibly enlarging that. And so that was good news for Clinton County on that front. And also, I wanted to mention that we're looking forward to. No actual activities this week. We are at our volunteer fair last week, and a little bit different pacing going on. What else is going on your side of things, Kevin?
I don't know. Really, I just take it as it comes up. I know we've got a big promotion starting on Shine 99 this afternoon, which requires a lot of additional time for me.
You brought up a really good topic about the dialysis. I will say that. And I just wanted to mention, and I know we have to go here for a hard break, but I had the 3D and Technicolor opportunity to see with my father, Vern Casper, the dialysis issue. He was on dialysis, I think, for almost 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to take him down to Lebanon some. Of course, it was a real relief when they were able to put him into the third floor of the hospital in Frankfurt. It's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
And I sure hope that they figure this out, because for people to go to dialysis in Lebanon or Lafayette would be a major inconvenience to a lot of people, 3 days a week.
Yeah. I think it's already that way. I'm not certain we even have a dialysis unit in Frankfurt at this time. So it is a major inconvenience.
Yeah, I hope they get that figured out. And the kind of dialysis you're talking about, I think it's called peritoneal dialysis.
Where they do it at home.
The way they do it at home.
Yes, you're correct. That is the name of it.
Yep, and it is a different procedure than they have on these dialysis machines in the hospitals.
Right.
It's a little more passive. But anyway, I hope that we can keep the light shining on this issue and make sure that our county doesn't go backwards. I know for some families that's very important.
Absolutely.